Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, more on that later. We will, of course, get into all the evening's football very shortly, I promise. But we begin with news that Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich was among seven Russian oligarchs to be added to the UK sanctions list as the war in Ukraine continues. The billionaire has had his assets frozen, which means his planned sale of the Premier League side is off. Former Palace chairman Simon Jordan said issues surrounding Chelsea can be solved as long as Abramovich has nothing to do with it.
Abramovich has already kind of half circumvented that. He's already made a declaration that none of the proceeds from this sale will go anywhere near him. They will go to a fund for the victims of the Ukrainian war, invasion, what you ever want to call it. Now, of course, people are saying, what do those victims look like? Is it the Ukrainians? Is it the Russian soldiers? But put that to one side. If Abramovich is not receiving one penny of these proceeds and there's a ring-fencing mechanism for the people that are disposing of it, I don't see any reason why this sale would be stopped. As long as the government can ascertain that Abramovich does not receive one single ruble, pound, euro, whatever currency it's going to be paid in, and they can make sure of that, then I don't see that some of the sensational headlines that will flow about the suspending of the sale of this football club will actually manifest themselves in reality.
MP Julian Knight believes a way must be found to sell Chelsea to ensure its future as well as a new owner.
It's going to be a big job for officials. It's going to take, not instantly, next Tuesday. I don't think we can set any such deadlines like that. I just think basically we've got to get this done over the next few weeks, find a way in which we can keep the show on the road, ensure that fans can go and watch their beloved football team, that away supporters can go and watch their team as well. As I say, it is a work in progress, but we have to move forwards and we've got to make sure that, as I say, Chelsea Football Club survives, a new owner is found, and effectively we ensure that there is no benefit to Russia whatsoever.
On now to the chief sports correspondent of the Times, Matt Lawton, explaining what this means for Chelsea as a football club going forward.
When you actually get into the detail of what the government have put online in terms of the actual sanctions, there's some pretty unpalatable stuff in there. A steel firm that Abramovich is linked to that's actually been putting the steel into Russian tanks. It's pretty uncomfortable stuff for Chelsea Football Club. I do wonder where else this leads. What about all the Chelsea sponsors? Are they going to start deserting Chelsea? The government have made no secret of Abramovich's links to Putin.
TalkSport breaking news.
It comes from Chelsea. It may not come as a surprise. We knew that sponsors three were reviewing their arrangement with Stamford Bridge in the wake of the sanctions placed on Blues owner Roman Abramovich. Three have now confirmed the suspension of their sponsorship.
This is unprecedented. What is happening to this football club? They can sell a cup of coffee because they're allowing them to keep their catering facilities open. But what they can't do is they can't sell any more tickets. So only people with season tickets can attend the matches. They won't be able to sell any more tickets to away fans. So what they certainly can't do at the moment is think about business in the transfer market. They can't renegotiate players' contracts. So there are a number of players, I think, that are out of contract at the end of the season. As things stand, they won't be able to renegotiate those contracts.
Everything's up in the air at this moment in time. The uncertainty, the whole thing, Al, we spoke about it, players, you know, people's livelihoods and things like that. Just to reiterate what you said, in the grand scheme of things, it is small, you know, considering what's going on in Ukraine. However, it's our job as well to talk about what's going to happen with Chelsea Football Club. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens in the coming weeks and months.
I do not work for Chelsea Football Club. I'm a freelance, and I work for Chelsea via that freelance agreement. And of course, I didn't realise what do sanctions mean? Sanctions, they've been brutal, absolutely brutal. You know, I'll be the first to say it, Roman has to be sanctioned,
yeah.
Bearing in mind what we know. It's dreadful what's happening in Ukraine. It pales into significance what's happening to my life and every Chelsea fan's life, because that's more important. But you know, yeah. Clearly the government have to get to Roman, and the way they've got to get to Roman is via Chelsea Football Club, and there's going to be a lot of hurt. Certainly short term, possibly medium term. My guess is long term it will be okay. Because there's going to be buyers for the club. But look, there's so much uncertainty right now. Conjecture and speculation, scaremongering is going to be rife. No one knows what's going to happen. But I have to say, as a Chelsea fan, boy and man, played for the club, it's a concerning time. I can't get away from that.
So to matters on the field for Chelsea. Here's the fallout from their win against Norwich in the Premier League.
Norwich 1, Chelsea 3. Business as usual for Chelsea on the field. They did play in their normal blue kit, including the shirt sponsor who suspended their deal earlier in the day. Obviously no time to change that.
We have to admit that we cannot influence what's coming. We did not cause it. We have to live with it, and we did in the best way possible. So let's see if it stays like this. Who knows? I don't know. And so we take it, honestly, we take it day by day. I didn't see that coming yesterday, so I don't know what's coming tomorrow. And everybody can be very sure that we focus on us, and we focus to keep the mentality and the attitude right in our training ground and within the team. And so far we can trust each other, and this will not change as long as we have enough shirts, and as long as we have a bus to drive to the games, we will be there and we will compete hard.
And it's straight into the arms of Emi Martinez, and it was a terrible last half an hour for Jesse Marsh and for Leeds United, who get booed off at the end of the game. Leeds are staring towards the relegation zone. Leeds 0, Aston Villa 3.
Let's hear from Leeds manager Jesse Marsh speaking to TalkSport's Sam Matterface following the loss to Villa.
It's a massive job though, isn't it, to come into the Premier League for the first time when you've only got 11-12 games left of the season, the team that are heading towards the relegation zone. Is it bigger than you thought it was going to be?
No. I know the league, I know the quality of the games here. It's not about that. It's about helping a team understand what the roles are and how we want them to play. That is it, right? And then if we can do that as a group and have more and more clarity, as good as the games are and as good as the opponents are and the players and the coaches and the crowd and everything, we can show what we're about, right? So that's my entire focus.
And Callum Chambers with the pinch of the lot, with the final goal which sealed all 3 points for Steven Gerrard's team.
You're into the top half of the table tonight. What's the ambition for the rest of the season?
We focus totally on West Ham. We don't get carried away. We stay calm. West Ham, a target for us, if you like, because they've done ever so well over the last couple of years. They're high up in the table. They're not necessarily a target in the short term, but they've set an example in the Premier League for the likes of Aston Villa to push and try and challenge them, and that's what we want to do. We want to go toe-to-toe at West Ham at the weekend, and let's see what happens.
And the full-time whistle goes, and Eddie Howe and Newcastle march on in the Premier League. It's now 8 unbeaten for the Magpies, and they end Southampton's long unbeaten record at home. Southampton 1, Newcastle 2.
You know, Newcastle didn't pepper Fraser Forster in Southampton's goal, but they showed that resilience. They showed that determination, which hasn't been seen from a Newcastle team before. So I would say that's their 20th point in 2022. They're safe, Dan. They are safe.
And I'm not going to be stupid enough to even answer that. All I'm going to say is we want to get as many points as we can. And I know that the danger we have is that people do say that we're safe and the players drop their intensity, because that's what got us the win tonight. But I have to single out Joe Willock tonight. I thought he was absolutely incredible with the energy that he gave the team. And right in the last minute, he's blocking a shot in the six-yard box. She had no right to really be there involved in that. So full credit to him.
Yes, it's finished Wolves 4, Watford 0. Wolves have completed a Premier League double over Watford for the first time. Watford rarely troubled Jose Sarr, not a single shot on target. Defensively poor too.
We're playing a team quite high in the table who've got quality players who have got confidence. We are perhaps a bit low on confidence. The only consolation for us could have been if we could have got out in the second half and kept it to 3-0 or even pegged a goal back. I'm disappointed for the players in particular that the hard work they put in to make certain that confident Wolves with three goals still in the lead without having much chance of losing that lead, they could have really punished us in the second half, but we didn't allow them to do that.
On now to Europa League action, where of course West Ham lost to Sevilla in their first knockout tie in a major European competition since 1981.
A defeat on Spanish soil, but West Ham very much in the tie ahead of the second leg next week. They've been beaten to a goal from Meunier on the hour mark, very well taken from a set piece, but it could have been much, much worse as far as the Hammers are concerned.
We know exactly what our organisation was supposed to be, and it didn't quite work out the way it was meant to be. It wasn't exact, so I'm really disappointed with it because it was a lack of concentration. And when you think of tonight, if you felt if there was any team going to score a goal from a set piece, it would probably be us. I have to say that that's disappointing. But on the other hand, you have to say it was a wonderful finish. Technically, we're just talking about finishing well technically when you get your chances in the box, making sure you score, you know, connecting correctly. You have to say that the boy connected brilliantly well for the finish.
It's not the worst result, actually. I think West Ham can turn this around. Bowen's a miss, definitely a big miss. But with the way goals not counting, this is one of these results you look at as a football fan and go, thank God. Because if Sevilla get the next goal in this tie, it's probably over. If they do get it at West Ham and it's early on, there's still enough time to turn this around. So I think West Ham fans will be quite philosophical about what they've seen.
Leicester were 2-0 winners against Rennes in their Conference League first leg tie.
Rangers 3, Red Star Belgrade 0. Leon Balogun's just powered a header into the back of the net from a James Tavernier corner. What a performance by Rangers, 3-0 against Red Star.
Now, ahead of Saturday evening's live and exclusive commentary of their trip to Manchester United, Spurs boss Antonio Conte has addressed the media. The Italian was linked with a move to Manchester United a while back, but he said that he's very happy at the Lane.
When United decided to sack Solskjaer, I signed for Tottenham, and I enjoyed to do this because I found this situation very good for me, and to work in a modern club with a fantastic stadium, with a fantastic training ground, with a big task to try to build something important, to build something of competitive for the future. But honestly, and I was very focused on, and I'm so focused on Tottenham job. I didn't read this, and we are trying to improve and to increase our level. And this is my target in this moment. I repeat, I'm enjoying to do it.
On now to cricket and the fallout from day three of the first test between England and the Windies, where every ball, of course, is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
England's cricketers have it all to do after a strong day three from the West Indies in Antigua. At stumps, the home side were 373 for 9 in their first innings, a lead of 62 runs.
Bonner gets down on one knee, sweeps it fine, and it runs all the way down to the boundary at a very fine leg. And that has been a most brilliant century.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Over now to the boxing promoter Eddie Hearn, speaking to TalkSport's boxing YouTube channel. He said that he will make plans for Anthony Joshua to have an interim fight in May or June if Oleksandr Usyk is unavailable to commit to their rematch due to the ongoing war in Ukraine.
The plan was to fight Oleksandr Usyk at the end of May or early June. Realistically, it would mean Usyk has to go into camp in 2 weeks' time. Is that realistic? I don't think it is, but you know, we've just said to them, look, let's all be honest with each other. We're doing the Usyk fight. AJ's been offered money not to do the Usyk fight. He turned that down. So we need to make sure we get in the ring with Usyk. If he needs a few more months, which I think he will, we're happy to give him that, but we want to fight on the interim. Now, my idea of an interim fight is very different to AJ's. My idea of an interim fight is a nice straightforward night to prepare yourself for Usyk. AJ's sending me a list of Deontay Wilder, Otto Wallin, Luis Ortiz, Joe Joyce, you know, all these people. So that's what AJ's about. He's about, you know, when you look at his resume, he doesn't take easy fights. So we'll have to see what happens with Team Usyk this week. We're going to speak again tomorrow, but we will start planning for a stadium or a big arena for end of May, early June for a potential interim fight for Anthony Joshua.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.